teaching of the enlightenment, not out of his thought carefully, but moment of experiencing. That's why he showed the way to gradually begin to understand one reality at a time. Because when they are together, it cannot appear clearly at all. How come to be just one clear reality? That's why Buddha thought about different moments, different realities. What is rupa, that which cannot experience, and what is nama, no matter its memory or dislike or attachment, the reality which is nama. But the nama have two different qualities. Even they experience the same. Citta is one, out of energy. All day, all time, from birth, never lost, never absent. No matter sleep or think or whatever is there. That's why it's so hard to experience it. Because one pay attention to just that which appears now. Many moments of seeing, many, many moments to have the idea of this fever. Instantly, see how fast it is, how quickly it is. That's why it comes out as soon. How can a moment be known? Because it's gone and it conditioned the next moment, instantly, on and on and on. So we begin to understand what is meant by enlightening the truth. How great wisdom. How very great compassion for the other. To teach for 45 years about just very, very simple in life. For example, how can there be the understanding of that which is heard? It needs right conditions. Just to understand that. First, hearing the word. No, it's not heedless about the sound, but what is the meaning of that word, of that sound? And what is the meaning, not just of the word, but the truth? And when it's questioned, no thought about other things, what the question is about, and what about the knowledge or the answer for that question. That's why when someone asks, what is citta? It's there all the time. So we can't understand that it's not understanding the importance of the truth at all, that it can be known. When one is there, it's there all the time. How can it go on? See, all the time we have to begin again and again and again all the time. But just one very small question. We get right answers directly to the question. It can condition more understanding of that only one reality. That's why today we heard a lot about citta and bodhisattva. But if it tells us one reality, it can become object of understanding, of attention, more than just many things. It's conditioned by this and that and so on. No understanding of what is there now, what is condition for this. And for example, the question about, I do not see it clearly.
Yes.
How much understanding of citta? Some would say, citta does not see it clearly. So one thinks that one does not see it clearly, that's wrong. No matter the object is what, it depends on citta only, to experience the truth of it. When it's dark, how can we say that it's light? So true to the truth. So when I don't see clearly, it's just the idea of I. But citta has to experience it so clear at that level, shade of the object and so on. That's why without careful considering, that can be wrong understanding. Inevitable. It's there already all the time. Because of no understanding of the truth. That's why sabja, see, paramadadhamma, parama, so great, no one can change it. And Abhidhamma, so very subtle. Only Dhamma, see. But it's so subtle, and no one can change it at all. That's why we learn to understand the very close yet sequence. In order to understand it, usually no understand of it. So we take it as one same one, but actually they are not the same one. That's why consider each word carefully. That is the way to pay respect. Buddha, the enlightenment, for his compassion, thinking about us or anyone who is in the darkness so deeply, not able to get up to see the light. That can be questioned even about seeing. When someone says, I do not see clearly, see, is it citta or I? So if you don't talk about the details, they think they understand. But it's wrong. That is the idea that citta does not see it clearly. But in truth, it's not. I does not see it clearly, but citta has to experience clear the object, not any other reality at all. That's why among all namas, citta is one and 52 jetasikas. And when we say all namas, including citta, 52 jetasikas and one citta. That's why if we come across the word 53 nama, no doubt, because that's clear and the same. 52 and citta, one citta. That's why it is another word for it, not to have wrong understanding. Citta, each citta, no matter what citta, is pandara, pure.
Is again?
Pandara.
Pandra 15.
So you speak Hindi?
Pali, I think Pali.
Is Hindi also same?
That's it.
Yeah.
Some words.
Pandra Hindi.
But can be slight wrong.
Yeah. You're right, Aja.
Many words.
A lot of words.
This word you were using on the stage, and I was confused at what is this word in the English. But now it's clear that you were using the Pali word.
Yes, sir. We learn Pali term. By word, little by little.
Yeah.
We don't study the grammar and all and on, but just the understanding of the nature of the truth, of the deep meaning. And if there's an understanding of the meaning of pandara.
And actually there are like 10 names of citta.
Mm-hmm.
Bandara and Manu, Mana, Vinyana, and Mana Yatana. Or 10
names. Manindriya.
Yeah,
many words because of different aspects of just one reality. See, no doubt, when we heard about the word pandara, it cannot be jetasika at all.
Yeah.
It's pure by itself. Because it's not lopa, it's not dosa, but it's that which experiences the object clearly.
Hatya cannot be chitta or hatya.
Yeah, hatya.
Yeah. Yes. Innermost the heart.
Yeah.
That's why learn more, understand more, letting go more. When there is the understanding, this is fully intellectual understanding. Otherwise, how can there be understanding of what is there? Like, is attachment, there is seeing, there is thinking, so on. What are they?
Bandara.
I think the Pali used the word all, not
bandara.
Bandara.
It's like clean.
Buddha. At the time you use Buddha.
We say Buddha.
Yeah.
And when we pronounce the English, the A is there, Buddha. But in India we say Buddha.
Yes, that's like the Thai.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well,
but the Pali is with
Right. No.
Pali, yes, not Hindi.
पाली बुद्धा नहीं है लेकिन चूंकि इन कंफ्यूजन क्यों हो रहा है
मैम दिस इज अ कंफ्यूजन इन पाली देयर इज नॉट ई इन द लास्ट
बुद्ध
इट्स
पाली बुद्ध
इफ यू लुक एट द पाली ओल्ड हैज ए
इफ यू सी फ्रॉम द 1890s फ्रॉम द राइम स्टेट इफ यू सी फ्रॉम इनटू द दिस बुद्धिस्ट पब्लिकेशन सोसाइटी एवरीवेयर द ए इज देयर बट टेक्निकली व्हेन यू राइट द पाली इन द हिंदी देवनागरी देयर इज नॉट द ए इट्स ओनली प्रॉब्लम विद द इंग्लिश You put the A there.
You made it with mistake, so
it
depends. For example, what you say,
but,
D and so you da.
But.
So you pronounce Buddha.
Right.
But it's not book, but it's Buddha.
Like there was a word Sahajata.
Sahajata.
Sahajata. For the conditions, for the mutual conditions. So, but in the Pali text, it's in
Sahagat. Sahagat.
But we don't study Dhamma in English. We study
yeah.
in Pali. And we pronounce the way that we
Now,
for example, please pronounce Kusan, Kusot, Kusal.
Kusal.
Right,
Kusal. So we have Kusal.
इंग्लिश की प्रॉब्लम है और नहीं कोई प्रॉब्लम लेकिन हिंदी वाले समझते हैं क्या बोल रहे
हैं
नॉट लाइक यू से कुशल
कुशल
I think they copy from the Pali. I think the Pali is like the main language, you know, the Buddha that the Buddha used. But like Khmer or Thai, they just copy to make their own language as well.
They have their
language. Yeah, I mean, they bring from
Pali. So pronunciation
is
never quite right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So in Sri Lanka, they
think.
It's not
yeah.
as old as
Pali. But only the Pali is accurate. Yeah,
yeah. So it's our way. Let's take it in our own way.
Think and talk a lot about pronunciation and it's the point of studying Dhamma. The point of studying Dhamma is to understand the truth, the reality.
That's why I'm
glad.
Hindi is so tight.
And in Burmese, when you went to Burma, they say, oh no, it's Sita Sita. So everyone
yeah.
every language has its own.
I think it's just the, yeah, just the
So
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
speaking Hindi.
This was the right pronunciation, Ajay.
The right pronunciation of Hindi. Not for Pali.
Now, the only thing that we understood is wrongly. When we're thinking, but even we don't think about this, it's
we think it's, oh, when it's the idea, there's a cut that's seen, that's wrong understanding.
Yeah.
This is very gross wrong understanding. But what about the subtle one?
Yes.
So quickly after seeing just something, no thinking in words,
yes.
no thinking about something or a cut, but still this wrong understanding, just what is seen.
So what is the process? I don't know. I would like to understand. Process, what is it? What does it mean?
Many chitta can experience the same object
chitta.
Arising and falling away possibly.
One by one?
One by one.
And what is the process?
Through the one down away.
Now? Chitta arises and falls away one by one. Is that process?
You just can say one by one.
What about the whole
condition?
Not in the process, yeah.
So one by one. What about in deep sleep? Still one
yeah,
by one.
No.
It seems that we understand the word we heard, but how much understanding is there? So when we use the word process, what does it mean and what is it? What is process? Keep on talking about the process of this way and that way.
Can experience something and
how
the process cannot experience something. I mean that.
You just
the
it has the meaning to be understood.
I mean, But you could not know about the object at the moment.
But you use the word already, so you can explain
your word.
Your word.
But you have to use what?
When we begin the process of what? See? Just for considering. Not just to follow process. But process of what? See? We cannot escape from the way it is. But that can be a little more understanding of the truth of Satan. Otherwise it's just as we have heard from that, the process of this and that other. That's why we cannot escape from hearing such words. But there can be a little more considering and understanding the truth of anatta. Because all dhammas are anatta. And before we can say all, what is just one by one, one and one to be all? Do you understand all that?
The ideal self cannot understand.
Really?
Just a reality can understand.
When is it? When is it? What is it?
Condition. By condition.
That's right, the more understanding about just one reaction can be the understanding of the truth of what there is there. For example, Dhammana, no doubt about whatever is real, is the Dhamma, no change. And even that which cannot experience, but it's real, it's hard. So hardness is real. Hardness is a Dhamma. No doubt about just one word and little by little, one by one. So, what is real is different. One can experience the object and the other cannot. Just learn to understand the truth and have more confidence of no one. But you don't have to say no one. But when there is the understanding of one, it is that one. It cannot be other at all. If that cannot be taken for self, when there is the understanding of citta. And never enough to understand citta because it's there. Each moment in samsara. But is it enough understanding of citta? That's why we talk more, like process. To hear it again, consider it again, until no word, but understanding instantly of that which is said, as we have understood from hearing, considering. So again, what is process? Not from the book.
Yes. No.
Because we remember the word.
Yes. Can you say
in
that?
The book.
At the moment of seeing is the inner process.
Pardon?
At the moment of seeing the inner process.
So you remember that at the moment of seeing that is a process. But what is it?
It's the moment of citta experiencing.
This moment of citta. Is it the process?
No.
So we are talking about what? To understand the process. I know that you know, but not
yes.
enough.
Yes.
That's why when the question goes on different ways, we'll thought about the truth of it. But remember,
like in the question this afternoon, the lady who asked about the flowers, and she talked about, oh, knowing the processes, but we just use the word without any idea of what the meaning is. Especially when the newcomers, it's good to define or explain what the word is, otherwise it's meaningless. So why is seeing a bitta citta, process citta, but why is Govinda citta is not notable of Pinky Cheetah before it. What is the difference?
Because the object is unknown.
It seems like that isn't the same. Enough to answer.
Because the object is unknown.
Yeah.
Is the object known now? Mm-hmm.
Just it's a concept of the reality.
That's why they have to be the clearer understanding of one reality at a time. Enough to understand it cannot be taken for self or someone, something.
Can we say that the Bhavanga Chitta doesn't experience an object through any doorway? It arises in between the doorways. There's no idle process, no ear door process, no mind door process. When the Bhavanga Chitta arise, like in deep sleep or in between the Pinky Chitta, the process of Chitta arising and going away. So that is the difference between Bhavanga Chitta, which don't experience an object through a doorway. Why they are not eating cheetahs, but the averting consciousness, the seeing consciousness, the kusala and kusala cheetahs, they all experience an object through a doorway, through the eye door, or through the mind door, and thinking about it afterwards. But in between each set of eating cheetahs must be the cheetahs arise. In between, which don't experience an object through the doorway. That's why the object isn't known. That actually nothing is known now.
Yes.
But still, the visible object is seen, the sound is heard.
Yes.
Because the cheetahs arise as the cheetahs to experience their objects one after the other. So the process is just a word. The quality of seeing has to experience its object through the mind, and the hearing consciousness has to experience its object through the doorway. The moments of thinking have to experience their object through the mind.
The word viti, does it have a special meaning?
It's a process of citta.
Process of citta. Experiencing the object through a doorway. And each citta is a viti citta, which experiences the object through that doorway. So we have the eye door, viti cittas, the ear door, viti cittas, the mind door, viti cittas. And those that aren't.
And there are many names of it. Yeah.
It can be remembered.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, but
to understand the meaning of it. We have to stay a little more.
It is easy to like to say the words.
It's thinking, considering. And then never enough. There has to be more understanding, to have clearer understanding of each word. This is just about.
In the teachings, they talk about vritti citta, just the same, but no understanding at all of dhammas, cittas arising and falling away.
So it's not just understand the meaning, what does it mean, but to understand the truth. What is that for that particular word? Because citta arises to experience object anytime. Yes, it does. But why there is a word, vitti citta? Because citta, which is experience the object through any doorway of the six, one of the six rooms, has to arise in the body by Samanantara Pachya, the Pachya, which this one can arise before or after, it depends on us. That's why we learn to understand that we teach it that the moment, the process of experiencing an object, one moment at a time, by Pachya and so on, little by little, no need to remember the name, but to understand the truth. For example, Jitta experiences the object at birth. From birth moment, it's there. Is it with Jitta?
No.
Why not?
Because the object is unknown as a birth consciousness.
Does it arise?
Yeah.
So it just continues on. Condition for Vanka, the Jitta, which experiences the object which is unknown, because it's not the object of this world. What can you know in this world? It has to depend on six doors. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, thinking. Otherwise, how can one know that one is now in this world? Because the object of this world is that at moment when the citta arises to experience, but it cannot arise at will. It has to be conditioned by condition, one as the other by what kind of conditions. To understand the subtlety of Dhamma, because it's easy to remember, to think that it's understood, but the nature of it that Buddha taught about so deep, what kind of citta just arise and falls away, experience the object, but it's not vritti citta, because it does not experience the object of this world. So, at dream, in a dream, does it experience the object of this world?
Really, yes,
you
think a lot. Really? With Pabanka citta, it's not a vritti citta.
Yeah.
Only Pabanka citta.
The question is whether it experiences the object of this world. If not, why not? See, there can be a little more understanding of each reality in order to let go, little by little, attachment to what is the attitude. It seems like when we listen to the radio program or discussion and so on, there is understanding, never enough, because it does not appear as it is yet. And the more understanding is letting go, ignorance and attachment, which have a sight, the truth, instantly by condition. Upanishyapatya, because it's there again and again and again. So it is conditioned to arise instantly as a seeing and so on. That's why we have to talk about just one word. We teach it. Citta, at moment of birth, arises, experience the object, not the object of this world. So what would be the object of the next world? If there is the understanding why it experiences the object not of this world, there can be the understanding. What is the object of the next world? Because this moment, this world, is next moment, next world of the previous world. And this is the understanding, not just the word, about citta. Whenever it arises, it experiences an object. It doesn't matter who knows it or not. Because when the object is not known, how can it be known? At moment of being fast asleep, there is citta arising and falling away. Who knows? Who am I? my friends, my country, whatever. No experience of the object of this world.
And each citta is exactly the same. So it's not like an idle process.
So
each citta is each one different by nature of being in that process. The Bhavanga citta is each one exactly the same experience.
So while one is fast asleep, this is vidhijita. Fast asleep. Is it vidhijita?
No.
It saves life.
Better to
there's nothing while one is fast asleep. Who knows at that moment did that? But if you think there's things ordered, the process of jitta.
Yes. He's coming.
The
yes.
First
he's coming.
The process is the seeing and hearing. So we understand Sanjay, Sanjay, which domain is known as Vagana Chitta. And it knows, it does mean that it knows the name. Chakudwara, not at all. But it just knows exactly that name, which impinges on the eye base or ear base, depending on the way.
Just begins to occur to that object, to that.
And that's the meaning of vidhijitta. You can have self-aware instantly, but it has to have panca or chakudvara vachana, the first process. Because like the other reaction of that object begins to arise. See, citta, process, understanding is different from just remembering it. In order to let go of the idea of self, no one there at all. But as soon as something is there, contact, the first citta, the state of ignorance, the citta cannot know. Which the way or anything, it just experiences the object, the chief of experiencing. So, can they be seeing instantly? Impossible. The process of seeing begins from number one, not anymore. And then the first vidhijitta is that which just know what is there, that you cannot see or hear that. It's why someone at the gate, you are in the house, you don't know, you don't see it, but there's someone there. This is the vidhijitta, and it has to be the first vidhijitta. When we talk about vidhijitta, there must be experiencing only that through that doorway. Imagine no one there at all. Only a process beginning from knowing what is there at that moment. And then God condition the next moment in order the process by samanantara pachaya. There are two pachaya, anantara pachaya. Each citta, which is not the death, the moment of arahata, must have conditions for whatever to arise at them. Anantara pachaya, each moment, even Bhavanga, is anantara pachaya, for what would be process and out process, depending on condition. And seeing or hearing cannot just arise instantly by way of samanantara pachaya. That has to arise first, and then what is the process of experiencing an object to 6 W, one at a time, 1 W at a time.
So you
think
that citta is approaching consciousness, conditioning the next citta should arise? Is it
to be only vijnana, seeing or hearing or...
Mm-hmm. And it's by anantara pachaya.
It's
Anantra is the peaked one condition for your chitta,
mm-hmm.
and Samanantra is the particular one, that one, not any other one. After I draw a burning consciousness, it has to be seen, it cannot be hearing, it cannot be kusala or akusala, it has to be.
Yes, I'm seeing you. Okay, somebody said that I'm going to speak for you.
Mm-hmm. So
impossible.
It knows, because it knows exactly which object through which doorways has been reaching.
Now it sees.
Mm-hmm.
See? Is the Panchatubhaga Vachana or Chakrutubhaga Vachana deeper before seeing?
It has to be the
it has to be
the visible object.
But it does not appear.
Mm-hmm.
That's why what appears in any moment has to be a nimitta of one characteristic of the reality. Now the nimitta of seeing, while there are many different people and after seeing. But what appears is only the nimitta of seeing.
Can you say a bit more about the word adverting?
Adverting? Okay. For one kind, that's of experience the object of this world.
Mm.
Never.
Mm.
So we can condition. If nothing appears on the base idea experience, how can there be the moment of beginning to wake up or realize or know what is there?
Mm.
And then when it's Chakrutubhaga Vachana, it knows that it's this story.
Mm.
It conditions seeing, which hasn't arisen yet, to arise and see and then gone.
Mm. So the word adverting is like knowing which doorway.
That's it.
Mm.
Vachana and Tavara and Panchatavara Vachana or Manodamara Vachana.
Mm. The three kinds of music.
No one. Sanya much and remembers wrongly the palasa. So who would like to experience Nibbana? No understanding of anything, just that we want to experience attachment with ignorance. So now, understanding what is meant by vitijitta, can for one can be vitijitta?
No.
Can vitijitta be for one can? No. Have for confidence a little more.
Can vitijitta be the object of for one can?
Can the object of Vanga be changed?
No.
From confidence.
Mm-hmm.
object of the cheetah, which is not the cheetah.
So when someone says, I'd like to experience Nibbana, what do you think? Attachment is unknown. It's there already. And it's second noble truth. Does anyone see the danger of whatever now arises and falls away?
No.
Not yet. One can learn, talk
yes.
to others and arising and falling away.
It can be considered.
Yes,
considered now. Beginning of wise reflection about the danger.
But still, as long as I am thinking. It hinders. Thus, it's such a long way to let go of the idea of self or things from whatever life fears.
The
point
out which understands cultures that
why not?
Mm.
It's Panya. Panya is not bad feeling.
Panya
is
almost always a
nice. How come from not experiencing to be able to experience the truth? So true.
Why would you consider that the understanding of Dhamma as Dukkha might not arise because of you? I think because many people think that when this understanding of Dukkha because of this Dukkha, this you're not happy about it, but actually it's, it can arise. So that's not the understanding of Dukkha when it's unhappy about it or thinks about the unpleasantness or thinks about the arising and falling away with unhappy people.
And is it joy to begin to understand the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Otherwise it cannot be understood at all. If Buddha didn't teach about what is there now. Dukkha. But everyone just smiled. The fire is burning the other house. It's not now
not
here
now,
yet.
Yeah.
It's really hard to see the danger.
Very hard. It has to be vipassanayana of that stage or that degree. And it's Panya, see. Not I or anyone. And it has to be developed quite a long, long time. And the result is that very moment.
This is like Pankanya.
Pankayan and Pankayan.
Yeah.
Pankayan.
Not only Pankayan. Pankayan.
Yeah.
Fear, the dissolution.
And after that, Ati Navayan.
Because it's like fire, it's like fire, yes, it's like fire, but which is like fire, because as soon as one touches it, the object that's on fire, one's burnt instantly.
Yeah.
So perceiving is like that, the hearing, pleasant feeling, the unpleasant feeling, even kusala dhammas,
yeah.
Dangerous and like fire.
Yeah.
But it's clear on instantly too.
Yeah. See the dangers of nama and rupa.
Whatever is conditioned.
Yeah.
Mm. Little by little, understanding becomes a lot, maybe.
Yes. I think it's after each little development, we can more clearly about us. The meaning of each course, like arise, like dukkha, something like that. And any time I see that, a little bit clear about the first Arya Sakya is about dukkha, is more clearly is the remind with some Paramattha Dhamma. In conventional term, we can say that I can choose to drink water or not. It may be under my control, but but the enlightenment one said that everything is dukkha, unsatisfied. So it cannot mention to the conventional term. So we can see that it point about the true underneath the conventional truth is a paramattha truth, and maybe a little bit more firmly about which what she's taught about is about the truth of the paramattha dhamma. And so I think a little, it makes something a little bit more clearly, because after hearing a lot, but after some little bit understand some or something we already hear, it little bit more clearly to in my mind, something like.
And each paramattha dhamma, each conditioned dhamma is gone instantly.
Yes.
And I think that is joyful. Because it's gone, not worth clinging to, not worth fussing about, completely gone, only this moment. The reality now arising and falling away. No one there, so nothing to be done, no one to go anywhere, no one to try to have more goodness.
Yeah.
So that's a relief. That
I guess so.
Good, joyful.
Yeah.
Nothing to be sad about by understanding the nature of Dhammas and Sthupa.
I think when we know it must be to understand one thing at a time. It's an intellectual understanding,
mm-hmm.
And I think when we hear a lot about the detail. About the citta and citta-sikkha, at the intellectual understand, we can at least we know in real, it's not actually the someone here. It's just a many function performed, but not clearly to me. But right now, intellectual understand, we can distinguish between the normally and what in true what the Dhamma's teachings say that about is. It not the someone, it's a mix of a lot of function to perform, how to become the world with people and things right now. It's just some many actor play on this game, something like it. It might understand about the intellectual understand, it just...
Actually, the understanding is just the same, what it understands, but just the degree of understanding develops and changes. So it's still... visible object or seeing that is the object of understanding, but in the beginning is just the right thinking about the visible object, and the understanding has to develop to get closer and closer to actually understanding the reality itself. So the object is the same, one reality at a time.
Well, it's right.
The idea of visible object appears. Yes, yes, yes. But it's still visible object, but it's by way of being an idea of it, but it's still the same reality to be known, stage by stage, one at a time. Akhil, do you have any questions you would like to bring up?
The hearing was very interesting.
What is interesting?
About the joy with understanding of realities is unsatisfactory.
What is joy again?
What is joy
again?
And he was saying that many moments have passed by, and all the dukkha, and they are passed by.
All gone. Yeah. All to be forgotten. Maybe. No significance at all. No point to cling to the metta yesterday or the joy yesterday. Right. It's all gone. Can let it all go. But Ajahn's question to you is, what is joy? She would like to know.
Well, I can't explain.
Because joy, can we say it can arise with our kusala cittas, like attachment? When there's attachment, there's joy, pleasant feeling, and joy, piti, chetasika. And when there is understanding, usually there is joy. What is the difference between the joy with attachment and the joy with kusala cittas?
What is the attachment with the joy with the akusala and joy with the kusala cittas?
Yes, because actually same chetasika. We say piti chetasika in Pali.
Somanasa.
Somanasa is a pleasant feeling and piti is the joy. So there's joy and pleasant feeling with attachment.
Joy is piti.
Piti, and joy and pleasant feeling with kusala. So it's same chetasika, but different when it's conditioned by other akusala chetasikas like attachment and restlessness, than when it's conditioned with kusala cittas like understanding and calm. But sometimes people think, oh, it's so joyful when I'm walking in the forest and feel so calm, but actually it's joy and pleasant feeling with attachment taken for being kusala.
There is an Indian restaurant not far away, very delicious food. What is that? Hearing about this? Very delicious Indian food. The best of the world.
And joy.
See?
Pleasant feeling.
But not pleasant feeling yet, because you haven't ate it yet.
But even with the thought of attachment, there's pleasant feeling so quickly, joy so quickly.
To understand the difference between joy and feeling without the teaching of the Buddha, who can know that both are not self, but they are different reality, but they are nama and they are cetasika. See, beginning to understand the nature of it. When you heard I'm going to Vietnam, and you are going to Vietnam too. No joy at all.
Extremely joy.
And kusala or akusala?
It can be both.
Yeah. So only understanding can know. We cannot tell by the outer behavior or the reaction, different moments. Like even now, moments of kusala joy and akusala joy. Enjoying ourselves, having fun with attachment, akusala joy, moments of appreciating the Dharma, understanding, kusala joy. So
Is it vithijita? What do we?
My God.
It needs more and more considering to really understand that very moment, which is different. It's not just the word, but what is there as a self, with so many different realities. Would you like to have joy?
Why not?
Why not? It's attachment. Is it joy?
See,
it has to be right then to understand what is that.
And from first thing in the morning when waking
which
up,
which haven't
always,
thought about at all.
Always looking for joy and pleasant feeling.
They always rise together in kind joy and sumanasa. It has to be there all the time.
Yeah.
What degree? What degree again?
I have a question. Today morning, one friend asked me that not clearly to define. On the five aggregate, why the sanya and feeling have a separate one aggregate, not with another 50 sattachiska. I just remember in the book said that it's quite important to the normal, not to the daily life. And but I think indeed for the way the Buddha classify, I think it may be more deeper to listen. And I'm not
like so we were just mentioning the pleasant feeling, somanasa, finding it so important. Minding so much about the unpleasant feeling, always trying to avoid it, always trying to have pleasant feeling. So much clinging to Vedana in a day, finding the Vedana so very important.
And so this is the point about the feelings. So how about the sanya?
Without sanya, how can it be marked? How can it be thought about? How can it be known? What is the joyful object, where the pleasant feeling is? So no
sanya.
Thinking without sanya.
It's
no remembrance of anything, no remembrance of what is the taste that conditions pleasant feeling, or the visible object that conditions pleasant feeling that one would like to have again and again. So one finds the memory very important.
You know, in fact, we have a chetana or we have a manasikara is arising with only chitta. And so why, for example, chetana or manasikara is a one classified for the one kind of five, for example. And this is maybe confused on the way of classifying. Why not chetana? Why not manasikara? Or is, I know the sanya and I know the feeling is it is quite important, but chetana is also important. Also, manasikara, we have ayino so manasikara, it arise, wise attention or not wise attention is so important also. So, in fact, both 55 chitta-chitta, nothing to choose, 52, nothing to make decision. 52, yes. And then it's why still considering so or not. I at least I know maybe more to explain it more detail in some way. I little want to hear about more about this way and the five.
Five, what is exactly question? Can you repeat your question again?
Five khandhas.
Why sanya and vedana is become two of five khanda.
So when you wake up in the morning, are you looking for the wise attention or looking for the visible object that is going to condition pleasant feeling, for the sounds that you would like to hear, or the tastes you'd like to eat, a pleasant feeling, or
to be the object of clinging.
Yes.
Mm.
And
much more
So always trying to have pleasant feeling and avoid having unpleasant feeling.
That's the most object of clinging to the
feeling.
Old kind of being, right?
Yes.
Like I mentioned in the discussion, when one loses one's friend and one's so sad because of such loss of all that pleasant feeling that one clings to so much. But maybe Ajahn has other comments to add.
What is the most desirable reality? Desirable.
Pleasant feeling.
Okay. Vedana khanda, upadana. Clinging.
Very strong clinging.
Everything just for that. Corruption or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So now Vedana is remember Vedana, right? Sanya is
remember the one.
Okay, feeling is one of the most object of clinging. It's okay, but how to compare the remembering with another chetasika?
Remember also.
Also important, like it. Okay, maybe it's different angle.
With our sanya, do you wish to have pleasant feeling?
No. Okay. Is it the point?
Nothing remembered about it. How is there any idea what tastes you would like to have at lunch? What sounds you'd like to hear, all because of sanya.
Yeah, important to look for and we can't remember and it becomes
your happiness.
Can we say everything is the object of attachment and upadana, clinging? Everything. That's why all of them, the five, are upadana khanda, not just only one.
At the moment of clinging. And that's why, however much one talks about nibbana, actually what one would like most is pleasant feeling. Who would like to give up all that pleasant feeling? All that clinging.
And what about Rupa Khanda? Rupa Khanda.
Yes, yes, it's, we're looking for the sharpness, we're looking for the beauty, we're looking for some comfortable in the heart, in the cool, something like that.
The sound, the visible
sound,
object,
the, nice sound,
the taste.
Yes,
do I look beautiful?
Yes, you are beautiful.
And what about Vijnana Khanda? And what about Vijnana Khanda?
Vijnana. Do the text. But Vijnana is not clear.
Chitta.
I know the chitta, but.
How will you feel if there's no seeing now or no hearing now?
Okay. It's terrible.
No experiencing at all.
No experiencing, so.
No
upadana.
No existing.
So it's very considered so important.
Because of the upadana khanda.
Mm.
So now, understanding about process.
Tomorrow.
We are doing the humbleness with the idea of having this attachment to wrong
attachment,
human.
No attachment.
So it's just a kind of wrong practice, right?
So, those moments, Dhamma.
The moment of that recognize that we serve, but.
with no attachment.
They ask about Dhamma. About Dhamma at those moments, or understand Dhamma at those moments.
Understand Dhamma at
what is Dhamma then?
Then the moments that serving some things.
Okay, at those moments of serving, what are they?
Is no one serving?
Really?
No one there serving.
Really? How can it be known?
Because the arise and come and serve.
Thinking about it.
Yeah.
Just thinking,
yeah.
But the truth is not only thinking,
yeah.
But the truth is so true. That's why Buddha realized the truth, enlightened the truth, that what is the really true, what are Dhammas at those moments, or even right now, at any moment. In order to understand Dhamma, it's not just remember the word Dhamma, but what is there at that very moment? Is there real or not? Real or not? Seeing right now. So at that moment, giving something, is there any understanding of the real moment of Dhamma? Or just seeing that by that way that can be listened?
Then,
but never understanding the truth of what is really there at all.
Yeah.
And what did Buddha say? All Dhammas, see, all of Dhammas. What is Dhamma? To understand that everything is Dhamma. Everything which is real is Dhamma. And each Dhamma is different by conditions. At that moment of giving, no understanding of seeing at all. No understanding of the movement of the body. No body. No understanding of the citta at that very moment. So I now find a way to have less attachment. That's not the teaching of the Buddha at all. That's why we begin to understand clearly a little clearly of Dhamma, of whatever is real as it is. As it is seeing, see. But that's not enough. What is seeing right now? Or what is seeing at any moment, any time? What do you see? And that is the only way to have less attachment to that object. As I am trying to be humble, less I, but no understanding. So now, beginning to understand Dhamma, never go away to think about this or that, unless there can never be the understanding of Dhamma at all, because Dhamma is now at any moment. Right? Beginning to have firm confidence of whatever is seen is only reality that can be seen. So seeing is only reality which sees. At moment of giving something, there are so many moments thinking and seeing everything unknown. And deeply it's I am giving. So understand that the teachings of the Buddha can be realized because the Buddha had realized the truth. So he taught the way to understand from the very beginning of no I, because it's only a reality condition to arise to perform its function. So all reality which arises have its function. No one, in order to understand each one, as it has its characteristic and its own function, gradually letting go the idea, just the idea. But it's still there as long as it's not moment of realization, the truth, which is there now, but they do not appear. Well, then seeing is there, but seeing does not appear well, because seeing doesn't have shape and form, taste at all. It's just the moment of nothing is there to be known. It's there, no, or appearance and object. No matter the object is known or appear or not. For example, while one is fast asleep, die, or alive, how can one know? Not die yet. Just sleep. That's why we use different word. Sleep is sleep. And what is meant by sleep? No one, no thing, but what is there? The reality from birth arises and experiences the object. Any moment when it arises, it experiences an object. See, understand little by little. Whenever it arises, it experiences the object, no matter the object appear or not. But there must be the reality, which is life, experience the object. Without the reality which arises to experience the object, no life. The tree cannot experience, it cannot see, no world for it. It cannot understand anything at all. It doesn't feel pain when someone does knock it and so on. That's why Buddha thought about what is there in life to be known as actually. What is there is conditioned to just arise and then falls away instantly. Beginning to understand Dhamma and know what moment there is the understanding of Dhamma, and no moment there is no understanding of Dhamma at all. To be truthful to the truth. Parami, satya parami. Can it be known? What is there now arises and falls away? Can it be known? And what can know it? Without any understanding at all, is there any attention to the seeing right now? That is there at moment of seeing, but now there's hearing, different moment. But even it's hearing, it experiences sound. So whenever it arises, it experiences an object. And while one is sleeping, no object appears at all. But it's there, citta, just like the moment of birth. It arises and experiences the object, but the object is unknown because it's not the object of this world. There is the world when there is seeing. There is the world when there is hearing. Otherwise, no experiencing, how can there be any world known to be the world? That's why even right now, the Buddha taught for 45 years to understand the truth of whatever is there right now or any moment. The chair cannot see anything. The hardness cannot experience anything. But the reality which arises now sees a reality, not anyone at all. That's why Buddha taught about the absolute truth or the ultimate truth, citta, that which arises and is the chief of experiencing the object. Don't change it. Whenever it arises, now it sees, just experience that which is seen. Right? At moment of hearing, sound is not citta. It cannot experience anything. But without that which arises and hear, just the sound which impinges on the ear base, just that it hears, just hears. It's a chief of experiencing that object, not understanding, not liking, just arise to experience as the chief only. Do you like the sound of music? It's heard.
It's heard.
But what hears it?
It's another
the reality, the citta, which is the chief of experiencing, is there. The chief, the citta cannot like anything. It just arises to experience. That's why there have to be precise understanding of each reality. Otherwise, it's I see, I hear, and so on. Where seeing is not hearing. Hearing is gone, and seeing is gone. It instantly, ultimately. Not together. Ultimately. See? That's why, is this life? Is this true? Is this the Dhamma? Dhamma means the reality which nobody can change its characteristic. For example, citta cannot be attachment. It cannot lack anything at all. Now the citta, the cittasika, the rupa, anybody.
So the more understanding of what Dhamma is, the less idea of practice, or I can observe, or I should go somewhere special, because Dhamma is now arising by conditions.
So Dhamma is not the word, right? Is it the word?
No.
It's the reality. But we have to use the word to represent each reality. That's why cittana, no doubt about you. That's a dog, fish, a cat, worm, who knows, ants, elephant, fish, seeing is seeing, without shape and form, who can tell? It's a dog or a cat seeing, because seeing is only seeing, and that is Dhamma. Nobody can change the characteristic of whatever is real. It's just arise to see right now, no one, because it's a Dhamma. It cannot be changed at all. But it, that which sees, experience the object. But the object now which is seen, can be seen? It has to be one's own answer, hearing a lot about the reality which arises and is the chief of experiencing, and that which is experienced, that which appears at moment of hearing, seeing, touching, tasting. Can it see, can it hear, can it experience anything? Answer, please. Can the sound see? Can hardness see?
Hardness.
Can it see?
No.
Never?
Yeah, never.
Because it's not the reality which experiences the object. So that which is real arises, it has its own characteristic, but cannot experience anything. It's a kind of reality which cannot experience anything. So, we have heard about the word Buddha taught, Dhamma, and there are two kinds of Dhamma. The Dhamma which arises and has to experience the object. It's nama, Dhamma, and the reality which arises but cannot experience anything, but it has its characteristic that is there, a reason to be taste, to be sweet, to be hot, and so on. Rupa Dhamma, for the reality which cannot experience anything.
Is the heart, is the heart, heart, whatever
is real. So understand Dhamma and Rupa Dhamma and Nama Dhamma. Otherwise, just Dhamma. But Dhamma has so many different realities.
Cold is Dhamma. Hard is Dhamma. Heat is Dhamma. But glass and table and cup, yeah. Soft is Dhamma, yes.
So, is this Dhamma? Is this Dhamma?
It's not the body there, it's just the water seeing.
We don't have to call it,
yes.
But it's there as it is.
It's there. Yeah.
So what is this?
Mm-hmm.
What
is
this?
Is the seeing, the object seeing through the eyes.
Is it Dhamma?
She said
yes.
It's Persian.
Yes, it's Dhamma.
So if we call this Han, Dhamma is there.
Dhamma is there.
But we have to use the term to make it known,
yeah.
Which is which.
We have to use the word to make it
known.
But
the understanding that actually know anyone or any person is only different Dhammas. Nama Dhammas and Rupa Dhammas.
She's still not understanding about the Dhamma.
Okay. Don't use the word Dhamma. Is there seeing right now? Is there seeing right now? Is real? What is seeing? No word.
I'm seeing everything.
We are not talking about anyone. We're just talking about a moment, a reality. Seeing. Is it real? Attend to the sound and the meaning and the question. And just answer directly to the question. Is there seeing right now? Okay. Is it real? Is it seeing? Is that real? What is it? It's real, for sure. So what is it? What is it? It's real. What is it?
I'm
seeing
you.
I don't talk about you or I. Just talk about moment of seeing only, just seeing, no you, no I, seeing itself. So if you think the seeing is I, when there's no seeing, is there I?
Yes.